Welcome to the Wolverine Confidential Podcast. I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
On this episode, we're talking NIT as the Michigan men's basketball team won its opener and heads to Vanderbilt next. The women are ready for their NCAA tournament opener against UNLV. The hockey team is set to play for a Big Ten title. We've got a spring football update as well coming up on Wolverine Confidential. Hey guys, good to be talking with you here Thursday morning, March 16th. One of the best days of the year, in my opinion. It's the start, official start of the NCAA tournament. Or I guess the official start was a couple days ago, but this is the first round where it really begins. 12:15 Eastern time, Maryland and West Virginia tip off in an 8-9 game, and it's just games all day, the rest of the day, and tomorrow too. I used to like more when it was bunched up a little bit. I know you can like see the end of games a little bit better now, but I don't know, then it just leads to some dead time, especially if, you know, the game that happens to be ending isn't particularly good, but so be it.
I get greedy over here.
Yeah, it's a great day, is it not? I've got Houston over Arizona in my national championship with Kansas State and UCLA as my other Final Four teams. Guys, who you got?
I got Alabama beating Texas, I believe, at least in most of my brackets I do. Maybe not the MLive one, but I definitely have Alabama winning it all. They seem to be my, like, above and beyond, favorite. I think they're the best team. I know they got a lot of off the court stuff going on, but I don't know. I could see them going on the distance. Like you, this is my favorite time of the year. I've always been a basketball junkie, basketball fan growing up. And I remember, like, when I was in, like, elementary, middle school, I'd always, like, try and talk my dad and, like, letting me steal from school for a day, either Thursday or Friday of opening weekend. And sometimes he would do it. A lot of times he wouldn't. The first 2 days are always such a blast.
Well, McMahon, you can basically just rip up your bracket right now, because I was just looking at yours, and we have the same two teams in the national championship, and you know how my luck has gone the past 2 years. So consider yourself eliminated before it even starts. I also think Alabama's going to win. I think they're the best team. I mean, and they're playing well right now at a crucial time. I mean, they beat Texas A&M by how many points in the SEC championship? I mean, I think they're safely going to get out of the first round, which for me this year would be a win just for that, just to see that happen. So also I love to pick at least one kind of underdog in the Final Four. And this year I have TCU. I mean, I still don't know about Kansas. I know it's almost impossible to run it back and win again. TCU was playing well at the beginning of the year. They have one of their top players back, and I'm just kind of just hoping they go on a little Cinderella run here and make it to the Final Four as well. And also have Purdue. I don't love that pick, but that region is such a crapshoot. I wasn't going to feel good about any team out of that region. So I'm like, well, might as well take the number one seed and go from there.
I hear you. I can see, you know, on our metrics here, thousands of people have read the story of MLive's NCAA tournament picks. Our you know, the three of us and our Michigan State counterparts posted our brackets online, and I mean, but they must have just been coming out of curiosity, just, you know, all right, let's see how bad they're going to do this year. I hope it wasn't for actual advice on this thing, but so be it. We appreciate your reading nonetheless. But yeah, that starts it starts today. But of course, the Michigan men are not a part of it for the first time in 8 years. They are in the NIT, and they won. They won their opener against Toledo on Tuesday night. It was kind of a rough start. They, you know, turned the ball over, just gave it to Toledo in their first few possessions, led to layups, you know, down 7-0 early. And it looks, oh, geez, are they truly invested in this? But, you know, Toledo, as good as they are offensively, you know, they're almost just as bad defensively. And that bore out with the final score, 90-80. Michigan wins. They were without Jet Howard. And, you know, I've said this before, they've been without him for several games, you know, earlier in the year. And there are times when, like, they shouldn't be better without him. That doesn't really make a ton of sense. But offensively, they seem to, at least, guys understand their roles a little bit better. And they're kind of forced to get more touches for the other guys. I mean, Hunter Dickinson, they're going to play through him more. And that's probably a good thing. Kobe Bufkin, you know, getting more shots and the ball in his hands a little bit more. And that's a good thing. And just a lot of guys shot a very high percentage, you know, for Michigan. They got good balance. Doug McDaniel was hitting his threes. He was 4 of 6 And yeah, Dickinson, Bufkin, and Joey Baker starting in Jed Howard's place, hit 5 threes and had 21 points, the most he's had in a Michigan uniform. So Michigan advances past Toledo, and now they will go to Vanderbilt. Remember, when the bracket came out, you would have thought this game was in Ann Arbor, but a couple hours later, they said, oh, whoops, we got the seeds wrong. So Michigan will, in fact, go to Vanderbilt, with which beat Yale, you know, somewhat close game. They won by 8-9 when all is said and done. You know, Juwan Howard versus Jerry Stackhouse. There's, you know, two former NBA players that had long careers and overlapped as teammates and, you know, competitors for several many years. You know, are the head coaches there. So that will be Saturday at noon Eastern time. And yeah, the winner gets to host the next game too, because the top seed Clemson is out. They were eliminated by Morehead State last night. Now, at least I guess I shouldn't say for sure we know they're going to host. Who knows? The NIT might say, wait a second, Morehead State was actually the one seed in that region. They're going to get to host a game. But no, assuming that doesn't happen, you know, now the winner gets that extra, you know, reward before, you know, heading to Vegas. Three games, you win three games, and then you're in the semifinals of this thing. It's just five wins, you know, to win the whole thing instead of six, as in the NCAA tournament bracket. So that's where things stand with the Michigan men.
You mentioned Jet Howard and a lot of questions about his future, whether he comes back or whatever. Do you think he's played his last game in a Michigan uniform?
I do. Yes. I think it's very rare that, you know, guys get projected as, you know, lottery picks or first round picks and then come back. It happens, but it's kind of the exception. So, you know, that and you know, just other factors, I think, would play into it. I mean, he's out because of, you know, an ankle injury. You know, Juwan saying he's been hurt all year. So yeah, he's dealt with various things, but yeah, he was unable to suit up. I don't know. They didn't make it seem like he did not rule him out for the entirety of the NIT. I'd be a little surprised if he does play in it at all, but we'll see. And yeah, I would think he's probably done. So we'll see. The women, they play UNLV tomorrow, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. You know, this UNLV team we talked about, they're very intriguing, you know, mid-major double-digit seed here just because of how many wins they have, their young up-and-coming coach. Like they're going to be a challenge. But again, Michigan getting out of that grind of the Big Ten where they were very good, you know, against everybody except the elite teams in that league. And UNLV, at least by the metrics, is just not on that level. There's a reason they got an 11 seed. So you'd think Michigan would be able to handle them. But yeah, again, it's a one game, you know, one and done scenario. So you just don't know. But yeah, that's the thought here. And that, you know, they'd get a shot, you know, probably at LSU in the next game.
I was just looking. I was curious. I'm like, I wonder if there's a point spread out for that women, mm-hmm. Michigan women's game. And I'm kind of surprised what the number is. What do you guys think it is?
Oh, wow. This is good stuff. Yeah. So I guess with the more sites they've got, they didn't used to put them out for all first round games, I don't feel like. But yeah, Michigan -5.
I'm going to say Aaron? UNLV -2.5.
What? Oh, you're off the pod, bro.
What
are you doing?
What is it?
It's Michigan -4. Andrew was pretty close. I thought it was going to be a little bit bigger spread than that, but yeah, no, it should be a close game based off odds makers. That definitely, UNLV be stuffing that favorite.
Yeah, I guess Aaron's going to be all over that one, it sounds like.
Yeah, Aaron, the money line's +165 for UNLV if you're interested.
Well, that's not too far off.
Yeah, I guess.
I thought it was a trick question. I thought it was going to be a huge shocker.
Yeah, that game's on ESPNU, by the way, and it is the first game at that site, so you can count on that being the actual tip time at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center in Baton Rouge. So yeah, that's you know, the women have, you know, made program history. You know, each 2 years ago they went to the Sweet 16 for the first time. Last year they beat that, getting to the Elite Eight, and now they'll try to make another deep run in the Greenville regional. I think we mentioned there's only two of the regional sites this year instead of four, Greenville and Seattle. So Michigan's in Greenville, where, you know, the two seed at the bottom of that bracket is Utah. The one is Indiana. But again, got a one game at a time in this thing, right? Survive in advance. So that's where they stand. The hockey team set for a Big Ten title, as we spoke about earlier in the week. But since then, Ryan, you've actually talked to, you know, some members of the team. That's correct.
Yeah, coach and a couple of players. And I mean, right now they're confident they play like they did on Saturday against Ohio State, that they could beat anyone in the country. And that includes Minnesota, who is right now number one in the country and has been for most of the season. I mean, talk about a game full of blue chip prospects. I mean, this is it. Both teams with double digit NHL draft picks, a lot of high picks for on both sides. Just a lot of talent and just a lot of fun game. It's just fun hockey to watch, especially on an Olympic size rink. The series there earlier in January, both games went to overtime, both exciting games. So it should be a fun one. And yeah, it's going to be a great tune up for both teams heading into the NCAA tournament, because it could be the best teams both each team faces for at least the first two rounds of the tournament, because I'm expecting both to earn number one seeds in the tournament. So possible Frozen Four matchup, possible national championship matchup. But yeah, right now they're both teams are just focusing on winning the Big Ten title, and it's a rematch of last season.
Very good. We've got football too. We mentioned that in the intro. You know, you guys have been talking with some players, you know, over the last few weeks. I guess at this point, you know, what have you learned about the Michigan football team in the spring?
Yeah, I think football is kind of taking a back seat right now. Just, I mean, they're third week into practice, and yet, you know, we haven't talking to a ton of guys. We haven't gotten much out of it. It's been kind of a low key, quiet deal so far. Part of that maybe because they're all the off the field stuff in the off season and Jim Harbaugh and whatever. But nonetheless, I mean, there's just seems like there's fewer questions with this team heading into spring as maybe there have been in past years. I mean, the quarterback situation settled. We know, you know, basically who's coming back on defense. They got a lot of guys back on offense. I think the question now is whether this team can actually win a national championship as opposed to just compete for a Big Ten title year in and year out. So different, I think, approach this year. I will say the two kind of storylines that keep coming up on a near daily basis with whether it's players or Jim Harbaugh, whatever the case may be, has been the position switch of Morian Walker to DB. Jim Harbaugh seems to think he's going to be a starter. He's already kind of named him a starter, which I think is fascinating because, you know, Jim likes to preach this meritocracy and everything else, yet he's already kind of named an inexperienced guy who's completely switched sides of the ball a starter. So we're going to talk to Morian, I think, later today, Thursday. So we should have a story on him here shortly. But yeah, and between that and this kind of the unknown offensive line, who's going to start, who's going to kind of fill in the tackle, I think. Other than that, there isn't a ton to talk about this whole thing, which is interesting because, you know, I can remember years past, we didn't know who the starting quarterback was going to be. We didn't know who's going to emerge at receiver. They've got a couple, you know, key guys back there. So it's just different stroke, different kind of tune this year, aside from the off the field stuff, which is kind of passed. So yeah, their third week, they got a couple more weeks left. The spring game is April 1 at Michigan Stadium. They actually just announced kickoff time, 3 p.m. That will be free of the public. Anyone can come in. Yeah, they're rolling. A couple more weeks left of spring, and then we'll be talking. Then we'll be in summer mode.
Yeah, good old football summer mode. But yeah, I mean, not surprisingly, yeah, they've already set their sights on winning a national championship because they feel like they are the group to do it. I mean, not many teams return this many top pieces from a team that reached a college football playoff the year before. And I was speaking of odds, I was looking today on where Michigan sits, and a lot of places they have the fourth best odds to win it all, which is obviously pretty good behind Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, kind of surprisingly, and then Michigan. So yeah, if they stay healthy, they got a lot of good pieces returning and a lot of pieces that didn't have to return that we've talked about a lot. So to me, I'm interested in talking with Chris Jenkins and seeing Chris Jenkins this spring, because we've heard a lot about him and how he's bulked up and looks to be like a completely different player. So, I mean, he's obviously a defensive lineman. He's always been pretty big, but supposedly he's put on some even more better weight and is even bigger. So yeah, who knows if we'll get him this spring, but I'm sure that will be another storyline we'll be discussing.
Yeah, the last couple of years, the defensive line, especially the interior and linebacker, have kind of gone under the radar. You know, when either they were lacking depth. They didn't have the talent there, whatever the case may be. And this year, I think it's going to be a different story. I think they're going to be very good up the middle. Mazi was good last year, don't get me wrong. But I think they have an opportunity to be even better there this year, and even at linebacker, the second level. So, yeah, Michigan's going to be very good defensively again. Again, they lost some pieces, and I think there's still a question mark at edge rusher who's going to kind of emerge. Braden McGregor seems like the guy. We got a story up, but I'm like, back time on him. But there's just a lot going on there. Jesse Minter's back, obviously, as coordinator, so there's a lot to like there. Michigan's rolling, as Jim Harbaugh said. It sound like there's a ton of injuries, or at least we haven't heard of many. We'll see where things stand here in the next week or so.
This is a good thing. I feel like the what you're saying, the fact that there aren't these big questions, because the questions were like, all right, can they match their defense, you know, from the season before after losing so many guys, you know, who will win this quarterback competition, and will that person be, you know, good at the job? And it's like, yeah, now these things are already, at least you think, you know, that the plans are in place. I mean, it's like boring in a way, but boring in a very good way, that they're, they believe that this is an elite team that, right, like you said, the question is just, I'm not saying the Big Ten is a given with Ohio State, but it's like, all right, you've done that. You think you can do it again? Like, can you do more? It's a good place to be in.
It is, and it's a contrast from what we were talking about a couple of years ago. You know, so they're in a very good place right now as a program. It's a well-oiled machine at this point. A lot of guys back, a lot of stars with experience, which is what you want. The schedule, again, is pretty favorable. They get Ohio State at home this year. A lot of things are lining up for this team, and I think for the first time since 2019, they'll probably be the Big Ten preseason favorite to win the conference championship, and I think it's certainly within their grasp again.
Of course.
You think they'll be the favorite over Ohio State?
I do. I'm going to pick them as my favorite. You might recall they were picked at preseason favorite in 2019, and obviously they didn't do it. I do. I mean, they get Ohio State at home this year. They've done it 2 years in a row. There's so many question marks with Ohio State at quarterback. A, who's going to be and what they're going to look like. But yeah, I got to think right now Michigan's probably going to be the favorite.
Just the fact that we're talking about football today makes me a little sick, but you know, I'll allow it on the Wolverine Confidential Pod.
It's spring, Con. It's spring.
All right, that's fine. Well, yes, a lot going on, with Michigan athletics, and we'll keep you covered at mlive.com/Wolverines. Thanks for listening.